Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is episode number 439. Me and my English bloke that we do the show together. We are...
I'll be bolded. We lost the European Cup.
We didn't. Oh, no wonder you seem so grumpy. All right, well...
I'm not grumpy. I've been emboldened, but...
You're in mourning, but that's not grumpy. In English language, saying that you're sad is actually not the same as saying that you're grumpy.
No, it isn't, no. Yeah, I've accepted it with the English team, but you always live in hope, don't you?
Not as much as the people that, follow the Red Sox, but okay. All right, here we go. So listen, it's episode number 439. John and I are going to talk about real estate apps today and what we're talking about specifically, because I was confused on this as I read the show notes, is we're talking about apps that you'd put on your cell phone that make your life easier. Okay, that's kind of, and some other apps too, but that's part of what we're discussing is what can you install on your phone that's going to help you out a little bit in your day-to-day activities. All right, so without any further ado, we're going to introduce ourselves. John's going to go first, as he generally does. I'm going to give you guys a little bit of background. He is the founder of WP Tonic, which is one of the country's largest podcasts on the subject of WordPress. He's the founder of MailRite, which is a company that builds a CRM and a real estate website for agents and does a lot of different things. I'll let him explain that to you. He's also just basically a serial entrepreneur. He's been doing that for a long time, a former boxer. And I do believe you even have a military record, don't you?
No, I don't.
Okay, the one thing I got wrong. Anyway, so...
My father won the military cross.
There we go. I knew we had talked about it at some point. So, John, take it away from there.
Oh, thanks. Like Rob said, I'm the founder of MailRite. We build fantastic looking websites on WordPress. Plus, we provide a CRM and a way of you getting leads using the power of Facebook. Back over to you, Rob.
Beautiful. My name is Robert Newman. I am really a sales and marketing geek since I was 17. I'm 54. And I've worked for a lot of big call centers, and for 16 years now, I've worked in the real estate marketing industry, helping real estate agents get leads and make better websites and build content, stuff like that. But now I have a company that does that, and we do inbound marketing, which is where you use attraction methods to get people to come to you, and you don't chase them around, and you own your marketing efforts. So without any further ado, we're going to jump into this real estate app subject. John is going to carry the load because I personally am always on a mission to delete apps off my phone. So I'm not the best guy to talk to, but whatever. Now that I think about it, I might have one thing to add here. So John, carry it away. You've got, I think, 8 apps on here. Is that correct? Okay.
That's right.
So, why don't you jump into number one and tell us about it?
Yeah, it's Open Home Pro. It basically, they've got a free version and also a paid version, which is $20 a month. And it just helps you organize open viewings. You can put it on your iPhone, your Android, but you probably use this on an iPad. And as they enter, instead of just a bit of paper and that, it asks their name and you can customize it. So it asks a few questions and then you can download the list into your CRM and you can keep in contact with those people and you can add to your newsletter list. And it's well worth it. I want to point out at MailRite, we got a similar add-on to our CRM that does a similar thing. But we don't provide an app at MailRite. So if you look, but our system will also work on an iPad and so will this. But if you're just looking for this type of functionality to make your open houses more organized, I think it's well worth having a look at, Rob.
The idea behind using a database management tool to do open houses, John and I have talked about this in other shows. So as the market gets harder and everything gets tougher, luxury, not luxury, whatever it is, you know what? Open house apps that collect information from people who are coming to see your open house, especially for those of you that put a lot of effort into open houses, put out some food, really prepare a house, like your game is top notch and you spend a little money. That's when you can say you need to sign in to see the house. Absolutely. And then you're collecting leads and information from each and every single person that crosses the threshold. And when they do, that information can be automatically downloaded into your database, which can then be worked by what other systems that you have. I love the idea of it. This particular app locks you out at 25 leads and costs about $20 a month to do the paid version. The ratings are about 4 stars. It seems to be solid. It's only for Apple. All right. So moving on. Number two, Reach. ReachTheApp.com. I don't even know what this one does, John.
Yeah, it's a niche. Basically, if you want to do group texting and you want to utilize your phone number, the problem using CRMs, desktop CRMs, and it's the same thing at MailRite, I'm going to be totally upfront about this, is that if you use our CRM to send out text message complaints, you can't use your mobile number. You're going to have to utilize the number that we provide. Mm-hmm. And it's the same with, I would say, the majority. Follow-up Boss is the same. The only difference is with Follow-up Boss, they provide an app. And if you're sending text messages through the app, you can then send group text messages through the Follow-up Boss app, utilizing your own number. But it won't be the large numbers that, because it's got to be on your contact list on your phone. But if you're just doing text messaging for like 20, 30 people, this works. I couldn't find the price on the website, actually. I might be free, or they offer a free plan. But you will be able to, from your iPhone and your Android, I think, you will be able to send group text messaging with, and when the person receives the message, it'll be your phone number.
Beautiful. A couple of other things to mention to you guys. This particular app only works with the Apple email app. It does have about a 4.7 rating out of 4,000 people who've used it. That's very, very high. I would be cautious in the way that you use such an app. I personally am not a fan of group text messages, and most people I know are not either. However, if you have a group of people that have signed up for something and you're a real estate agent and you need to be efficient about your time, reachtheapp.com sounds like a great option to look at in order to communicate with groups. If you're a team lead, if you're a broker, then this is sounding better and better, because now you can reach out to all the people. You can also get a free subscription to Slack, which does have a mobile app, and it will do much the same thing for you in terms of reaching your people, specifically where you're a broker. So I think targeted use and understanding what you're going to use it for is very, very important with this app, but I think it's super cool. Great find, John. Let's move on to the next one on the list, which is RoboKiller. Now, this one, John, I did know. I know it well. I've tried it. So I actually do have some stuff to say about RoboKiller, but you start off first.
Yeah, basically what it does, I use a different service. I use a service called Umail. Mm-hmm. I've been using that for quite a while, but this thing looks like it does a similar job. Basically, we're inundated with inbound calls, basically. I'm pretty open with my mobile number. To be truthful, I don't answer the phone if it's not on my contact list. If the person can't be bothered to leave a voice message and it's not on my contact list, I'm probably not going to respond to it, because I must get about 10 to 15 calls a day. But that's with Umail, but Umail, and I think RoboKiller does the same. If they're on a real spam list, it will block it completely, or it will, if it's hasn't made its mind up, it will highlight it for me. And there's all sorts of other things that these type of apps can do for you. And it just helps you manage, because most real estate agents, because they've got to be pretty open with their details. So they're all out there. They get inundated with calls as well.
Copy you. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, I did find RoboKiller when I did use it to be sufficient. But unfortunately for everybody like that's out there, I was already using a service called TrueCaller. And what I did when I downloaded RoboKiller is I was just trying to compare RoboKiller versus TrueCaller. And in the end, I decided that TrueCaller was much more efficient and much less expensive. Yeah. Now, that doesn't mean that it's going to service your needs. RoboCaller was sufficient. It did do the job. I found it to be provide value for the money that they charged. I just didn't find it to be the best type of these apps, in my opinion. TrueCaller is more of a community of people, about a million users that seem to be pretty proactive in taking numbers. Whoever answers a call, you leave a note, and then from that point forward, all other people taking calls from that number see the documentation on the number. I get off on details like that, like mass culture, like, you know, user-based monitoring and like many people, and RoboKiller is not that. So TrueCaller won the fight for me, but they do much the same thing: block spam numbers, blah blah blah. And John, I get about on average 20 to 30 calls a day, so I get a lot.
Yeah, about 15 to 20. Yeah, it's terrible, net, but it is what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know what the funny thing is, John? I doubt that we compare to a real estate agent. You and
I would imagine they get a lot more.
Yeah, me too. All right. So we're going to go to a break here, I imagine. No, we're going to go to a break a little bit early before we do our next review. And when we come back, we're going to jump into the remaining four on our list, which is CapCut, Grammarly, EpoCam, and Repurpose.io. Some of these I know what they do. Some of them I don't. So John will help us all out as we explore some really great real estate apps for you to use in 2024. We'll be right back.
Do you want quality leads from homeowners and buyers right in your own neighborhood? Then you need MailRight. It is a powerful but easy to use online marketing system that uses Facebook to generate real estate leads at a fraction of the cost you'd pay from our competition. We stand behind our work with a no question asked 30-day money back guarantee. So don't delay. Get started today. Go to mail-right.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to episode number 439 of the Mail Right Show. Today, we are discussing what we feel, or actually kind of what John feels, and I'm adding some thoughts to what the best real estate apps are of 2024 that you might consider using as a real estate agent. So far, we've covered some apps that will help you screen scam calls. We've covered apps that help you do group text messaging. What was the first one, John?
It was Open Home Pro.
Oh, and then one that will do an open house list for you, which I thought was super cool, which is funny that I forgot it and already blanked it out of my mind, but I did really like it. All right, so CapCut, we're on to number four on our list, which you can see in the mail, in the notes. You can go to mail-right.com, or you can go to Facebook and do mail-right as a search. If for some reason you just love the sound of my voice, you can also do Facebook inbound REM. I usually do post the shows on a video format. All right. CapCut.com. Tell us a little bit about, it really interesting. All right, John, have you used this?
No, I had a little play with it. It's pretty cool. There's a number of these. Basically, it helps you edit videos on your mobile phone, iPhone, Android. But they also got a desktop. The free version is pretty feature rich and it's got a really nice modern interface. I looked at the reviews and I've downloaded the free version, had a quick play with it. I was quite impressed with it actually. And the pro version is about $120. I think it's about $10 a month. So it's about $120 a year. But you can do a hell of a lot with just the free version. And I think having it on the phone, it just helped agents knock out more video out on social media and get them doing what we've been preaching for the last 2 to 3 years, isn't it? Well,
yeah. Very briefly, everybody who's listening to the show, this would be the kind of tool that I would look at to help create interesting reels. Most of the examples that I'm looking at on the pages for video are all under a minute in length. They're all using probably the free features, and they're doing overlays, changing your hair, slow-mo, face alterations. That's what I'm seeing. And all of these things can be useful if you have some time to kill. For those of you to play into the app that we had above the list, here's what my idea would be for that handful of you who are still on in the real estate office waiting for customers to walk through. I've been discovering, John, on some of my calls that even veteran real estate agents are going back to stuff they haven't done in years because a lot of lead generation right now is not working the same way it was. People have canceled budgets. So my more determined clients, the people that are calling me, like they're going straight back onto the office, you know, and being on the floor and seeing if walk-ins come in. While you're there and if you're doing open houses, if you've got anything that you're supposed to be doing for your real estate career, you're out the door, you're doing the gig, you might think about taking this app with you and just creating a little video while you're sitting on the porch somewhere and then playing around with it. Why not? Getting used to something like this can make you money in the long run, certainly can help you build an audience. So why not kill two birds with one stone? That's my advice for this particular app. This is an app that we've talked about before. Number five, that John and I both use incessantly, which is probably why it keeps making it onto his lists. Grammarly. Tell us about your perspective on this.
Yeah, Grammarly and Canva are the two that I'd always recommend to any agent. I just use it all the time. You know, I've been quite frank. I've got a bit of dyslexia. So it just really helps with my grammar and keeping my spelling reasonably good. And when I pay annually, when it comes up, I just pay it. And it's in those half a dozen subscriptions. I'm a big WordPress person, so I don't have too many SaaS-based subscription products that I'm using, about half a dozen at most, and this is one of them. And I just pay it.
And I use it as well. Pay for the team feature for my team. Cost me $150 a month. Probably saves me more money, more trouble, more hassle than any other app. There are very few times that I have team members write stuff that clients kick back. We almost always end up discovering that they didn't run their content through the Grammarly app. It's almost always what the problem in the process. Like as a company that does this work in mass, John, and I know you know this, which is why you're laughing, but the audience might not. I mean, we have a process. We have a really refined process. Somebody writes it. You usually have a human being that is not that person look at it. And then the writer, before they even give it to the person to look at it, they're supposed to have submitted it through Grammarly, our editor, okay, effectively. And only time that we get content complaints is when people really massively drop the ball, because not only did the person that read it didn't, like the second person, they didn't catch it, but usually the writer didn't put it to Grammarly. And then somehow it makes it to a human being who is our customer. And then, of course, you can imagine the frustration from the leadership level. It's like, well, but anyway, Grammarly is an amazing tool.
Oh, I can imagine what you're saying to them. Yeah, okay. shall we go on to the next one before I thought we thought it?
Yeah, absolutely. Number six, ladies and gentlemen, and this is a hell of a thing to name an app, EpoCam. EpoCam.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Basically, this works on a PC. I think on the Mac side of it, with the latest versions of the iPhone, it does this. You can do this anyway. Basically, it turns your Android device or your iPhone on I think it's probably only the iPhone, and you're on a PC, you can turn the iPhone into webcam.
And it is only the iPhone, yeah.
Yeah, you can turn it into webcam, and if you've got one of the latest iPhones, They've got amazing camera, video camera technology, and using this product, you can turn it into a webcam.
Yeah. Number one, it's very clever. Number two, it's an easy way for many of you who've already jumped and made the investment on an, like, it's basically saving you about $180 for a high quality video cam. And number two, not only is it saving you that money, my guess, I may not be correct because I'm not an expert on cameras. My guess that for the most part, for 80 to 90% of you, the Apple phone that you have is already going to be a better video cam than anything that you would, you either have or would buy. And so better, cheaper, and probably all you need is a mount on your computer screen, right? So, and of course, because 80% of not only phone installs are Apple, but about 98% of realtors carry Apples. It's an Apple product. So,
yeah.
All right. We're done with EpoCam. We're going to go on to if I can get the next one. Good, John, what's the next one on the list? I'm having a hard time. Repurpose. Okay.
Yeah.
Tell us about that one.
Well, basically, it helps you edit photos, but one of the things it helps with, especially the app version, I think they got a desktop as well, but if you import photos in a number of the social media platforms, like one that comes to mind is Instagram, and then you try and export the photo, it will have a bloody watermark on it. And that really can drive you bonkers. But if you utilize this response, one of the things it does, it will remove the watermark so you can use it on other social media platforms.
Well, that's super cool. It's an interesting app. I don't really have much to add. That's a very unique, unusual application.
It's a small thing, but if you're doing a lot of social media, and you should be, in my opinion, if you're a real estate agent, it can just drive you bonkers, basically.
Okay. I'm gonna throw in a spur of the moment, post. And I'm not sure that they have a phone app or not, so it may or may not fit directly inside of the thing that we're talking about. But I have been testing on and off again various versions of something called HeroPost. Okay, it's just a single developer slowly building into a team of what is basically a social media posting tool. The difference between it and other tools is they're making a much bigger stab at a tool that works with a much larger base of social media companies. They've also seemed to be slowly but surely creating a very solid platform. Now, there's problems with it. Their original model was a one-price-fits-all. They deleted my membership at some point when they upgraded the service, so I might have to look at buying it again. But and now they've changed the price to $98 a month and $696 a year. Obviously, the one price fits all on HeroPost wasn't really working, which I don't think that they realized, because I'm not sure they intended to continuously develop the tool. But my team, the people that I know that are using it, I've tried countless tools. They seem to be onto something. They seem to have a better understanding of what you're trying to do with social media. There's been so many guys out there that have created this one-size-fits-all social media posting tool, and nobody's licked it, which is why people keep developing it. You know, it's Hootsuite, and then there's others. What we want and what we need is a simple tool to post to all social sites. That's a big ask, actually. From the development side.
Yeah, and also the social media platforms, that's the last thing that they want you to do. So they're always changing things to make it difficult for these type of platforms.
True. But anyway, that's something I have my eye on. I'm not really at a place where I'm necessarily making it a recommendation, but for those of you who are curious, that's something I've got my eyes on. One last thing, just in terms of bonus content, as far as I'm concerned. I'm not an early adopter for Threads or Mastodon. I'm not sure that those people listening to the show would be big Twitter users or X users or things like that. But I do have 30 years of experience as a business owner, and here's my thoughts. I would be cautious to be an early adopter unless you've got a massive audience and you've got serious problems with the founder, the person who now owns Twitter, which is perfectly reasonable if you do, then definitely look at like early adopting. But if that doesn't fit your profile, and it won't, most real estate agents are not too active on Twitter. I'm just going to say I caution slowness in the adoption of new platforms. I am already overwhelmed myself as a business owner with how many places I can or should place content. I do not recommend anybody complicate their lives. I just wanted to throw that in as kind of like a piece of bonus content.
I agree with it. And I'm not a great fan of Elon, but unless obviously things can change, I'm not gonna stop using Twitter. But if I cancelled every service or any business service linked because I didn't like the person, I wouldn't be able to use anything. So this cancel culture, obviously if they're a neo-Nazi, you know, Mr. Musk, I'm not a fan of, but there we go. Shall we go on to the last one, which is...
Is there another one? I thought we were done.
Number eight.
I'm sorry, John. What's number eight?
It's more IQ.
Take us away, man. I'm sorry. I thought we were done. That was my bad.
Yeah. This is the most used, probably is going to save you a ton of aggro. Obviously, you're a real estate agent and you're going to different homes. You can claim the gas for that as a business expense, but you're not allowed to claim on your taxes non-business journeys. Now, end of year, if you're doing your books yourself or you've got a bookkeeper, if you can't provide records, they're just going to do a rough calculation. And then if the Internal Revenue does audit, they will make your life a misery. That's the first thing they aim at. If you're a real estate agent, they will query your gas expenses and they will drive you potty with this. It works with the same technology as these insurance companies when they give you a lesser quote. If you have the app, it tracks, and at the end of each journey it asks you, is this a business or a personal journey? You just say yes, and then at the end of the year you can print it all the business journeys out. It's all out there, and when the Internal Revenue try and spoil your birthday, your bookkeeper can just show them and they're going to back off, basically.
That is in the case of being audits. I can see many, many uses, such as a proactive accounting age of miles. There's sharing miles of reimbursement from work, which is a big one that I see the people doing here. Like in terms of looking at the app website, I love all that. It's got 80,000 five-star reviews. It's probably a pretty simple app, but at the same time, for those of you, like, we are in a profession of driving around. This seems like it might take a very complicated, frustrating, and perhaps thing you don't deal with, and then make it lock it away.
Have you ever been audited by the Internal Revenue?
Not technically.
No, I haven't, but in the UK I was, because I was in a couple of cash businesses, mm-hmm. and the UK version, and I didn't get in any trouble because I was a straight person. But it was still a freaking nightmare. So they asked, the questions are endless questions, and this will save you a ton of aggro.
Right. which is understandable because you do, like, if you do get audited, the idea is that you do actually have to account for each and every single detail, each and every single penny. Their job, if you get audited, is to catch you with things. And in the absence of not knowing, they charge you the maximum. That I know because not because of, I've technically been audited, but I've dealt with the IRS in the sense of having to ask questions. I also have gone through company audits where I've been a officer of a company and we have been audited by either an internal company that we hired to audit us or worse, the state or federal organizations. And those guys are never fun. They're never organized. You think they would be. They never are. They just make your life as hard as they possibly can.
And everything is on you. Everything.
Yeah. And they can.
And their answer is, it's up to you or we can fine you.
Exactly.
That's their answer for everything.
For every single damn thing. Correct. That's what I experienced as a company officer. It's like your people have to account for this. And it's like, okay, well, what if they don't have it? Well, you know, it's exactly what you said. Well, we'll find you the maximum. Like with me, that was always the, oh, okay. So great. No, there is no room for debate. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we have officially come to the end of the show. John, I want to thank you as always for coming up with these lists and figuring out what is helpful for our clients. This Mile IQ thing is awesome. I hope some people get some use from this or one of the other apps that were on our list.
At least I think some of this stuff is quite useful, isn't it?
I really do. I do. And I hope that you all agree. But you know what? John and I aren't the people in the car driving all day long. We're stinky little digital entrepreneurs that get to stay in our house most of the time. So leave us some thoughts, man. Go to his Facebook page. Go to my Facebook page.
Leave us some thoughts, folks. I've been trying to encourage you. People are listening to this, but we aren't to get any feedback. Don't you like us? Give Rob some feedback. Hit his Facebook group. Give him some feedback and some questions you want us to answer. And why don't you join us live? You can go to the Mailwright YouTube channel or the Mailwright Facebook page, and you can, if you've got any questions, you can ask them live.
Yeah.
There we go.
You really can. John pays attention to that stuff. I've played around with live, but not for Mailwright. It's complicated. Ladies and gentlemen, we would really love to hear from you. We'd really love to get to a point where we have a collaborative show. We want you to be our guest star, rock star. And so if any of you are looking to promote your real estate businesses, we do, believe it or not, have an audience of somewhere between 2,000 and 4,000 people each and every single month for this podcast. It's a great way to get in front of other real estate agents. And also, John and I really would like to hear from you. So that's it. Thanks. Until next time. Oh, wait. I'm so sorry. John, if somebody wanted to learn more about you, call you, set an appointment with you, so on and so forth, how would you like them to do that?
I'll just go to the mail-right.com website, have a look, and then you can book a chat with either me and Adam. And it doesn't have to be about Mailwright. If you've got any questions, you want some quick advice, we're more than happy. And I think Rob's the same. So go over to Rob's website as well and have a look around.
And that would be inboundrem.com. John is exactly right on everything he said. So with that, I think you can sign us off. Thank you so much, John. I appreciate it.